Second order is from the Hilgich Sam Sofer. That is, so this was more in yesterday's daf. The pasuk says that before Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim, so he calls over his prized Talmud, his protege, Yeshua Ben Nun, and he tells Yeshua Ben Nun, there's something I need to do. I need to give you a shmira. And he adds a letter to Yeshua Ben Nun's name. Yeshua Ben Nun, up until that point, was known as Hosea. And he adds a letter, and he names him Yehoshua. And the reason he named him Yehoshua was, Ko Yehoshiacha Me'atzas Meraglim. Chassam Sofer in his Sfarim, and this is in a few different places, in Teres Moshe, in Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah, he asks a bomb kasha, a kasha that everybody should ask. His kasha is that it sounds like that up until that point, what was Yeshua Ben Nun's name? His name was Hosea. Just read a few psukim in Parshas B'Shalach. The pasuk says, Vayovay Amolek, Vayilochim Im Yisrael Berufi. This is as soon as the Yidden left Eretz Mitzrayim. Vayomer Moshe El Yehoshua, Pchar Lonu Anoshim, Vitzehi Lochim Ba'amolek, Vayas Yehoshua. And the pasuk says, Vayachlosh Yehoshua Samolek, Vesamilofichar, Vayomer Shem Amolek, Soiv Zayzikarim, Vasaviv Simba Ozne Yehoshua. Yeshua's name was always Yeshua. All of a sudden, it's Hosea, and Moshe Rabbeinu adds a Yud, Koyeshiach, Batzas Meraglim. As if the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer says, Lulei de Mistafina. This is what he says. He says, Lulei de Mistafina, I would say the following. I would say that really, Yeshua Ben Nun's name was always Yehoshua. But at some point, the Eibishter took away the Yud from Yeshua Ben Nun's name. He made him Hosea. And then at the end of the Torah, he gets the Yud back when Moshe Rabbeinu gives it to him. When he says, Koyoshiyacha batzas meraglim. So says the Chassam Sofer, what's the beer in this? And why would he have lost the yod? Like, what's the oimek advarim? So he says that the Gemara says in Mesechtes Erevin, Daf, Samech, Beis, Samech Gimel Amid Aleph. It says that after Eldon and Medo were Mesnavim Ben Machna, so Yeshua Ben Nun runs into to Moshe and he says, Adoni Moshe Kloyen. And the Gemara says that Yeshua ben Nun was a Moir Alacha b'fnei Rabbi, and because he was a Moir Alacha b'fnei Rabbi, he had to be punished. And what was the punished? The punishment was that Yeshua ben Nun never had any sons. Yeshua ben Nun, it was a punishment, and it was a punishment for the fact that he said, Adoni Moshe Kloim. So he says, what's the oimek in that? The oimek is that because he said, Adoni Moshe Kloim, he was Moir Alacha b'fnei Rabbi, that's why he didn't have sons. Seher Abyssal Ruach HaKodesh from the Chassam Sofer. So he says, that I think the oimek advarim is that the Gemara says in Mesechtes Erechin, Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, that Vayasu Es Nasukois, it says in the beginning of Sefer Ezra, Vayasu Kola Kola Shovim En Ashvi Sukois, Vayeshvu basukois, ki loy osu mime Yeshua ben Nun, kein b'nei Yisrael ada yemahu, vati simcha gedoy l'ma'oy. So the Yidden, in the beginning of Ayesheni, they celebrate the Yontav of Sukkis, and this was something that they hadn't done going back, mamish, to the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So the Gemara says, what? What? Yeshua ben Nun never made a sukkah? David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, they never built sukkahs till the beginning of Ayesheni, no one did sukkahs. So the Gemara says, no. The sukkah over there means that they daven to be mevatel yetzar v'avodah zarah, which was megan on Klai Yisrael, like a sukkah is megan minachama. And that's what it means that they didn't make sukkahs going back to Yeshua ben Nun, because it was a taina on every man in Yisrael. All the way back to Yeshua ben Nun, how come you didn't daven like Ezra did to be mevatel yetzar v'avodah zarah? Frank the Gemara, if you're going back to the first leaders, why is there not a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was kibbutz Torah Mesinai. Why didn't he daven to be mevatel yetzar v'avodah zarah? And the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu never entered Eretz Yisrael. He didn't have schus of Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos could not have been neskabel to be mevatel yetzar v'avodah zarah. From Yeshua on, that the manhigim already in Eretz Yisrael, that's where it's going to be a taina. Zok the Gemara, that if you look in this pasuk, the pasuk refers to Yeshua as Yeshua. Yud Shin Vav Ayin. It's missing a hey. Why is it missing a hey? Because there was a tain on Yeshua Ben Nun for what he did. He didn't be mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah. So the oinish was that he lost one ois from his name. So said the Chassam Sofer, Lulei de Mistafina. Al Derech Zeh, Be'etzim Yeshua Ben Nun's name was always Yeshua. Look in the Pesukim in the Torah. You see he's referred to as Yeshua. It's only later that the name Hosea emerges. What happened? There's a chet in the Torah Shebaal Peh that's attributed to Yeshua. What's the chet? Adoni Moshe Kloim, it's a Mefurash Gemara. He was Meir Alach Befnei Rabbi, Erev in Samach Gimel Amaral. So he says, Lulei de Mistafino. It could be when he did that Aver, he lost the Yod. And that's how Yeshua Ben Nun goes from being Yeshua Ben Nun to being Hosea. What happened? Yeshua Ben Nun now had to go on his journey. And because he had to go on his journey, he needed a Shmira. And Moshe Rabbeinu realized that the fact that he lost his Ois Yod is going to be a problem, because he needs the Shem Yod. So Moshe Rabbeinu went and gave him back a Yod. He didn't give him back his Yod. It's a Chazal. Chazal say he gave him the Yod from Sarai, right? Everybody knows that. So he gave him the Yod from Sarai. That means Yeshua Benun went back to being Yeshua Benun. But this time, it's not the same Yod that he had, Mamash V'Yikarish Shmoy B'Yisrael, Yeshua Benun. It's a different Yod. He got the Yod from Sarai. So Chazal Sofer said that everybody knows that Sarai couldn't have any children. She couldn't have any children. So what did Eibishter do? So the Eibishter went and took the Yud from Sarai, split it into two hays. One hay was given to Sarai, she became Sarah. The other hay was given to Avram, he became Avraham. And as a result, now Avram and Sarah are both able to have children. Demesism, Mesachtis Ksuba, when we spoke about the Ksuba, we spoke out then from the Nachla Shiva, where he talks about hays or olives at the end of names that sound like they could either be with a hay or an olive. And he says that in Yiddish names, you shouldn't put hays at the end of the name. You should only put hays at the end of names that are in Lashon Kodesh. He says, because there's big soydis in the name hay. And he says, that's why you find that the letter hay is mesugol l'leida, and it's based on the soid of hay lochem zara. And he says, that's why you find that all the imois that had a ois hay at the end of their name had children. Rivka, Leah, Bilah, Zilpah. The only one of the imais of Yaakov's wives that couldn't have any children was Rachel. Why couldn't Rachel have any children? Because she didn't have a hay. So what did Rachel do? Rachel took a shifcha. Who is the shifcha? Bilah. Bilah says the Nachla Shiva has how many hays? Two hays. Why two hays? Because one for Bilah and one for Rachel. Vadvar matikin. But either way, the ois hay is halacham zara, and that's why he brings the medrash habet no hashamaimo. It doesn't say hashamaim. It says hashamaimo. Then the Eibishter told Avram the fisha behei barasi asa oilam. But what the Eibishter do? The Eibishter took the Yud from Sarai and turned it into two hays. And now all of a sudden, Avraham, not Avram, and it's Sarah, not Sarai, and they're both able to have children. But who got the Yud? Yeshua Benun was the one that got the Yud. Because Yeshua Benun got the Yud, said the Chassam Sof, Yeshua Benun, it affected his ability to be Meilat Zera. He was able to have children, but couldn't have any sons. And that's what the Oymik says, the Chassam Sofer, in that Gemara, Mesechtes Erev and Afsamach Gimel, that because Yeshua Benun was Meir Alocha Befnei Rabbi, that's why he wasn't Zoycha Lebanim. Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzelar Sinai, what's the Sheiches? So the Chassam Sofer, this is Mamasho, one paragraph here in Teres Moshe, in Parsh Neshlach. He says that the Oymik Advarim is that because of the fact that Yeshua Benu was Meir Alach B'fnei Rabbi, he lost one of the Oisiyas of his name. He lost the Oisiyot. Mehechet Eisot to say, what's the Makar to say as that Indian that Yeshua Benu did a chet, he loses an Ois, the Makar is Eruchin Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis. Where the Gemara says that because of the fact that Yeshua Benu wasn't a spouse of Avat Yitzhar V'Dezara, he lost one of the Oisiyas. There it was an Ois Hey. Here it was an Oisiyot. But the point is, the chet of being Meir Alach B'fnei Rabbi is not the reason Shalei Loi Bonim. That's the reason that he lost the Oisiyot. Later he was going to need a yud, but he couldn't get back that letter yud anymore. So now he had to take the yud from Sarai. The yud from Sarai was pogum, and because of that, it affected his ability to be moilid bonim. That's the oimik in Divrei Chazal in Erevin Daf Samach Gimel. For this, you have to be a chassam soifer that Yeshua Ben Nun's name was not originally Hosea. It was originally Yeshua. The chassam soifer, when he brings this, he's mocked him it with lule de mistafina. The whole chassam soifer is one big lule de mistafina, right? But this, the chassam soifer is lule de mistafina ben benoisha lule de mistafina. Chassam soifer was afraid to write this. Stating that, he wrote it kama v'kama pomim, mamish dvarim neflon, and we'll end here.